And that music can only mean one thing.
What is it?
Blog. It's Monday. Blog. Let's see what's going on with the Bryant Park Project blog.
www.npr.org/Bryant Park.
Our web editor, Laura Conaway, is here.
Yeah, you guys are doing great with that URL.
Thanks.
One day I couldn't say it in here.
We're new to the World Wide Web.
Slash.
I just wanted to sing the dummy part.
Okay, Laura.
All right. Sorry, you guys. Look, we have a winner in our Subway Busker poll.
We have a winner. Who is it?
We have a winner. It's Balaton Kara. He's a Kora player from Mali.
I liked Bala.
Did you vote?
No.
6,141.
That would be wrong. That would be improper, I think.
All right. I voted.
Okay.
Look, I voted. I voted my one time.
I'm not going to cast aspersions, but you're tainted.
How many people voted again?
I even told you who I voted. Full disclosure. Well, we had 6,141 ballots cast.
Wow. Good job, BPP universe.
It was amazing to me because when we left for the weekend, it was somewhere in the low hundreds. But
democracy alive and well here at the Bryant Park Project.
I think what happened was the second place finisher, the Baby Soda Jazz Band, the sort of Dixieland group, got together, and I think that they maybe even had a little get out the vote campaign.
Yeah.
I think.
But still not enough to overtake
Bala,
our Kora player.
Tancora. Yes. Let's hear a little bit about Tancora. My blood pressure just falls every note he plays. Cello player who sounded like her hair was on fire, but the BPP crowd wants this one.
I like it.
I think it's good.
Too.
I think it's good. We're going to see if we can have him come in and play for us a little bit. Bala
Tancora. Oh, cool.
What's he too big? Play in the F line? He could come in.
You know, if only we could get somebody on the F line. That's my train.
What else is going on?
I opened a thread on that gay therapy and religion segment with Dr. David Skasta. It's there. Go to it. It's such a complicated issue. I usually try to make the open thread text pretty short so it leaves a lot of room
for
comments.
Huh?
I really couldn't get in and out of that thing less than 3 or 4 graphs. I mean, good luck.
I know.
Guys,
go to the interview. Yeah, but I'd be interested to hear what people think about that.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. I think about opening one on that potty rights segment too. You guys think that's a good idea or not?
Yeah, I'm into this
subject. Who's the anti?
Well, that's the question. I guess we'd find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could ask a cheesy question like, how long have you ever waited? Or
oh, yeah, that would be
good. I'm going to vent
on
that, too.
Or horror stories.
Horror stories.
Yeah, yeah. People will definitely post on that.
I don't know. Do we want that? I don't know.
I want it.
It's a blog. Just do it, man.
Just put it up.
It's all about openness.
That's what I do, openness.
Laura Conaway edits our blog, our website. She does it openly, and you can find she discloses when she votes. It's all open. You can find us online at npr.org/Bryant Park and twitter.com/BPP. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
And you know what? That does it for this hour, yet another hour of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Join us again. We're online all the time, though, at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.